Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and today I'm here with a very special guest, Bridget. Hello, Bridget.
Hello, it's great to be here.
It is wonderful to have Bridget joining us on our podcast for the next few weeks. Rosemary is away for a few weeks, so Bridget has kindly offered to be part of our podcast. And actually, you want to be a part of it. You came and you said, you know what, Emma, I want to be a part of the Heart Catholic Women podcast.
Yeah, I'm having a bit of like a weird hiatus year where I'm not working full time and just taking some time to be with the family and really think about where God wants me to be. And I've just felt really strongly about wanting to come and be a part of the Heart Women's Ministry a bit more. So Here I am.
Excellent. Well, we love to have you part of it and we're looking forward to your insights as God speaks to you. As we know, he speaks to you differently, to me, to that of the women listening. And so it's great to have your perspective as well, so people can hear that and hopefully build up their faith as well. So we are talking this week about the heartbeat that Rosemary gave was about intimacy with God, which is a great topic. And it's funny because I think the word intimacy or intimate is not something we always think about necessarily to do with God.
Yeah,
we think about maybe with our husband, you know, that kind of a relationship. But really what we're talking about is having a relationship that really is open to God and tells him all about who we are.
Yeah. And for me, it kind of brings me to this word like closeness.
Yes.
I don't know if that's the right word
to use.
But about drawing closer as that intimacy kind of, reminds me of that.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a good description. So Rosemary started off by talking about how we were actually created for intimacy. So when God created us, and we hear the story of Adam and Eve in Genesis, he designed it so that we would be in the garden with him. We would walk with him. It even says we were naked and we weren't ashamed. Like how different that
would be just a little bit different how we live.
But that really, that's just about being, I suppose, just honest before God, really, like that descriptor of just God knows us and we knew him. But then we know, if you know the story, then sin entered the world when Eve decided to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge.
Which, Emma, my husband will always remind me that, you know, that it was the woman who did it.
He likes to bring that up,
doesn't
he?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and so because of that, that's what really broke that intimate relationship we have with God. It broke, as you said before, the word closeness. It broke the closeness that we could have with God. And it really interrupted that relationship.
Something that Rosemary said in there, the term she used was the devil disrupts our intimacy with God. And I loved that because it wasn't, it's not like there's a sever in the intimacy. It's not a complete separation of us and God, but it is like, I don't know, think about like traffic merging, right? When somebody doesn't follow the merging rules, right? If you're in front, you get to go first. But sometimes there's someone who sneaks in and it kind of disrupts the flow. It doesn't push you off the road or stop you from driving at all, but it does cause like a bump or a disruption. And I also thought about, you know, there are times in my life where I feel like the devil's disrupted that intimacy with God. I almost take it as a compliment. Now, I know that sounds really weird, but hear me out. I think that when we do have that intimacy and that closeness with God and in our everyday life, we're listening to the Holy Spirit and we're being guided by him, the devil wants to disrupt that.
Yeah.
He wants to destroy that and stop that from happening. And so almost, when the devil disrupts my intimacy with God, it does compliment me because I go, oh, well, maybe I'm onto something here.
Maybe
I'm
getting too close.
Yeah,
like, I'm on the right track anyway.
Exactly.
Like,
And so, it even propels me forward more to want to increase that intimacy even more.
That's good that you're using it to propel you rather than get you down. Yeah, yeah. So we know that, sin entered the world. It disrupts our relationship with God. And then Rosemary shared the scripture in John, which talks about how the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And I love that. And that the word was Jesus, Jesus who came into the world. And I love it. Rosemary said the words, what I've written down is God chased after us by sending his son. It's like he didn't just leave us there. Like even though, yeah, the devil came and attacked and sin came into the world and we were separated from God, but God's like, no, I don't want that. So I'm sending Jesus. I'm chasing. He's like, he came after us.
Yeah, it was like active. I remember being told as a teenager and going to youth group and church at the time that God is a real gentleman, is that he will pursue us, but he will always stand at the door and wait for us to invite him in and open it. And I love that idea that he's standing there waiting and he's like almost like jumping at the door like, come on, I'm right here. Just open it and let's move on to the next bit and let's get to know each other more. And I really love that thought.
Yeah. So we have God chasing us down by sending us Jesus. And one of the scriptures that Rosemary shared was in Matthew, which says, love the Lord God with your whole heart, mind and self. And I think of when it describes it as our whole heart, mind and self, the word whole, that's what God wants in the intimate relationship with us. So there's the closeness, but the reason there's the closeness is because we've given our whole self.
Yeah, we're all in.
All in. That's right. That honesty to talk to God about everything.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny, I was thinking, like I wrote it down here in my notes, like he wants to know us. He wants us to know him and he wants to know us. But at the same time, I'm like, but doesn't God know everything?
Yeah.
Like question mark. Like
that is always something I've battled with. I'm like, why, especially with if there's sin in my life, I'm always like, why do I have to pray about this? Or, you know, I'm like, God already knows. Why do I have to do that?
And I think it's probably because it's really about our own hearts.
Yeah.
It's really about that intention of, no, God, I want to be close to you.
Yeah.
Like God already shows us that he wants to be close to us.
Yeah.
By giving us himself in the Eucharist, by he wants to be with us. He's a personal God. He longs for us. And he shows that in lots of different ways, the first just being Jesus who came.
Yeah.
So there's something, though, about our hearts turning to him and going, yes, God, I'd want to know you too.
And that's one of the other things Rosemary talked. It wasn't just about God desires us to understand him and you know we can do that through reading scripture and a few things that we'll go through in a minute, but it is that vice versa as well. It's he desires us to know him, but he so desires to know everything about us. And I think if you just think about any relationship in your life, no one's going to know anything unless you speak to them, unless you share it with them, unless you reveal it to them. So it's almost kind of void that God already knows everything, or he may know our next steps and all of that. It doesn't come into that intimacy side of the relationship because it's about us giving of ourselves and revealing ourselves to God as well.
That's right. So how do we do that? Let's talk about some of the ways of how do we build that intimate relationship with God. You know, one of the ways that Rosemary wrote down was arrow prayers.
I
haven't heard that term before.
I'm a very visual person.
Yeah, and you saw arrows?
Oh, absolutely. I'm like, that is cool.
Yeah. Just like sending up prayers throughout your day. You know, I liked that. And I think that kind of comes first, though, out of having a prayer time.
Yeah.
Because when you build that prayer time, then you take that into your day and then you can shoot up the prayers.
It almost flows out of
what
you're doing in your personal time. Yeah.
And then I think it makes, for me anyway, like an awareness of God speaking to me through my day.
Absolutely.
What else have I got here? Worship and prayer, like having a song.
Yeah.
Like that's a way I can become intimate with God. Because so many, I love turning on worship songs and they've written words that I just can't write.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and they say things in such a way that I'm like, oh, that's just exactly what I want to say to God. I just, I wouldn't have known how to say it. And so I love turning on worship songs because it draws me closer to God.
Yeah.
Like I've been doing that every morning at the moment and just allowing like, you know, my day to start off with God in like from the beginning. Because I suppose for me too, I don't have my prayer time often until later in the day. That's just how it works for me.
Oh, Emma, I fall asleep.
Yeah.
Like if I leave mine too late, my days are so full that if I leave it right before bed, I will just fall asleep.
Yeah.
So I actually, a few months ago, made the conscious decision to get up and I would, my husband kind of gets up and gets the kids breakfast and gets them started for the, or wakes them up most of the time.
Oh, that's good.
And gets them started. And then I will just come and sit on the couch and I will have my time of prayer.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if I don't prioritize that first,
it won't happen.
It won't. I will just, I will be too tired.
Yeah.
Later.
And that's it.
It's about knowing yourself as well, isn't it?
That's right. Whereas I'll do it in the afternoon more so than the evening. Yeah. I like, but I'm kind of similar in the sense of if I've left it to the evening, it's not going to be good quality.
Yeah.
But so I try to do the afternoon. But therefore, I start the day with worship songs because I'm going to pray like later in the day.
I love that.
Another way, I think Rosemary mentioned it in the heartbeat, was art.
Like, yeah, you know, people, and using your gifts.
Yeah, yeah. Like it made me think of years ago. I know that you painted beautiful Jesus painting.
It was a bit of a faux pas though, Emma, because it was like we drew it on first. So and I was just like, it was like paint by numbers.
Yeah, okay. But still, but for that, like we did it as part of an event and you painted it. But that's a powerful moment when people saw the face of Jesus appear.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we can become more intimate when we look at art and see what it says to us.
Yeah.
I've just got like read scripture and then meditate on his word.
Mm.
You know, if we want to become closer to God, I think it's the next bit. Like I think some of us do the read scripture.
Yeah.
But then we don't necessarily do the, so what does that say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, is there something you want to share about different ways we can get closer to God?
The one thing that really stood out for me and I felt like was a really main point in this heartbeat was that surrender is the key.
Mm.
And it's, yeah, to increase that intimacy and surrendering who you are to God, but also like your ways to his ways, and essentially kind of resetting.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's so beautiful about an everyday prayer time is being able to reset and focus yourself. And as you increase that intimacy, it flows out into your day. And there are so many times where I will sit in prayer and I will play my worship music or I'll read something and then reflect on what that means for me. And I just feel like I'm sitting and waiting. And I almost get disheartened sometimes by that where I'm like, God, where are you? Like I'm sitting here, I'm putting my time aside, I'm opening the door, but what, have you gone to get a coffee or something? I don't know. But he is there. And it's not until I then go out into my everyday life and something happens or I feel a prompting from the Holy Spirit and I go, oh, like you are here and you are always with me. And I think that every day sitting and waiting, no matter whether you get that, you know, nice feeling or not, but just the act of sitting and waiting at his feet will flow out into the rest of your life. So that surrendering of yourself and that time to him just can transform every aspect of your life.
And I think that's what ties back into what we were talking about earlier about that closeness and the giving of yourself. Like when you surrender, you've given yourself over, and that's where we build that intimacy.
And how you can just reveal more of yourself and God can reveal more of himself to you. There's no like glass ceiling, I guess. You don't ever get to a point where you're like, oh, I'm at maximum intimacy now. It's forever continuing. That excites me as well about the future. And I want to be this, you know, 80-year-old woman sitting in a chair, you know, increasing my intimacy still with God.
I love that. All right, well, let's move on to the weekly challenge. I know that you've listened to our podcast before, Bridget, and you know we do a weekly challenge every week. So I have for the weekly challenge is, what have I written here? That the weekly challenge would be that throughout our day, we would surrender to God. Like one of the things that Rosemary talked about was she said we should seek after the King. And I thought that just short statement was really powerful. So almost, the weekly challenge is just seek after the King. Like if we continue to seek for him, he's already there. Like he's already chasing us down. So that's the challenge for us this week. So we hope that you've enjoyed this chat this week. We look forward to Bridget having you with us for the next few weeks in our podcast. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye.